There's been a call today by the Labour Party MEP for Dublin, Pruncheas de Rossa, suggesting that Israel should not benefit from European Union projects until it takes genuine steps towards achieving Middle East peace. Mr. de Rossa joins me now from Brussels. Pruncheas de Rossa, what kind of projects do you have in mind?
Well, specifically, I have in mind the agreement which is about to expire in relation to research and development and science. And I'm calling for the Commission not to enter into negotiations for a renewal of this agreement. They need this agreement in order to participate in the sixth framework programme on research, which the European Union is about to undertake. And I believe economic clout is the only clout that the European Union has, and we should exercise it.
But would it not be fair to say that in terms of EU aid, that the Palestinians do far better and get more than the Israelis do?
Well, of course, because they need it far more than the Israelis do. We have a very good agreement with the Israelis on economic policy, whereby Israel can export its goods to the European Union under very special terms. In fact, there are question marks about that because there are suggestions that the illegal settlers in the Palestinian area, Israeli illegal settlers, are producing goods and exporting them under an Israeli label, which they are forbidden to do under the agreement. So far, the Commission has not been willing to take action on that. But I do believe it's time that the European Union did take strong action in making it clear to the Israeli government that they must enter serious negotiations with the Palestinians about establishing peace.
Well, it may be all very well for you to talk about their entering serious negotiations, but as far as they're concerned in Israel at the moment, the priority is trying to fight and prevent suicide bombers who are killing people, innocent children, as we saw last week in Jerusalem, by the dozen.
There's absolutely no justification for suicide bombers, and I have made that absolutely clear. I don't support terrorism of any kind, from any source, anywhere in the world, but that is not an excuse for the kind of assaults that the Israeli army are undertaking on the whole population of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, where children are being murdered by Israeli soldiers, not by so-called terrorists, but by Israeli soldiers who are supposed to be bound by the rule of law. Now, the European Union can't stand over that kind of action. And in fact, we also have a very strong argument that the Israelis have destroyed significant infrastructure in the Palestinian areas, which the European Union actually paid for.
Indeed, but would there not be a danger, though, if your proposal were to be implemented, that the Israelis would simply be affirmed in their view that the European Union is far more sympathetic to the cause of the Palestinians than it is to that of the Israelis?
Well, I don't think they could seriously argue that. They may claim that, of course, but they can't seriously argue.
But they don't regard the European Union as an honest broker in all of this.
Well, I mean, where will they find an honest broker? Is the United States of America an honest broker? The United States of America are providing the arms and the airplanes and the bombs which are being used in the assault on the Palestinian people. The fact is that we have some economic pressure which we can exert on the Israeli government to actually enter negotiations with the Palestinians. They're not prepared to do so at this moment, and we should exercise whatever economic muscle we have to try and bring about that position.
Pruncheas de Rossa, President of the Labour Party and MEP for Dublin, thank you for joining us.